This podcast is made possible by supporters like you. Mahalo. And by Atlas Insurance Agency, Hawaii's largest professional agency, helping Hawaii navigate insurance solutions since 1929. More at atlasinsurance.com.
Hello, my kakou. Welcome to a new episode of What School You Went? Start every conversation with that question. And I'm Ron Mizutani. Today, we're going to be featuring another October spooktacular story. And this one hits very, very close home to home for me. In the fall of 1983, I was a freshman at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. I was so very excited about living on campus and experiencing dorm life. The student housing office assigns freshmen to Hale Aloha, which is comprised of four different towers. They named after flowers of the four most populous Hawaiian islands. You had Hale Ilima, the official flower of Oahu, Hale Lokelani, the flower of Maui, Hale Lehua is the fiery red and bright red ohia of Lehua, flower of the Hawaii island, and finally Hale Mokihana, the flower of Kauai. So my excitement and anticipation grew when I found out I was going to be living on the 10th floor of Hale Mokihana, the flower of the Garden Island, where my mother and father were born, and we have deep roots on Kauai. So I thought it was a perfect fit. I later learned Hale Mokihana is haunted. Welcome back to Lopaka Kapunui. Lopaka grew up around old Hawaiian legends and ghost stories from his family. Today, he is Hawaii's best ghost storyteller. Leads walking tours, ghost tours with mysteries of Hawaii on Oahu, and so much more. I mean, you had to go digital. You went virtual with COVID, and I'm sure that changed your business and really expanded your reach in a great way.
Oh, absolutely. We have customers and fans now in New Zealand, in Russia.
what a blessing.
All over the place. Yeah. And we sold out Hawaii Theater for a storytelling concert last summer. And now, after that, we got to go mainland, find those Hawaiians.
Hey, they're out there. And you know, they want to learn. And those who don't know want to learn. Because the respect is there and the olelo. And the olelo is definitely there with our storytelling. Still oral, but now you're writing. And documenting, and that's huge, and it's very important. Your latest book, you're still touring the islands and
still
signing. Tell us about the book.
It's Hawaii's Night Marchers, and written by myself and my wife, Tanya. My wife did most of the work. I had to just provide the information. And so there's a lot of rumors, misconceptions about Night Marchers that's been going around for a while, so this one article my wife read, she got upset, and she says, you know, how can they do this? I said, you know what, you should write a book. So she said, I'll do it if we write it together. So that's how it was born, to make sure we get the correct information out.
It's a beautiful project together you folks produced, and I'm grateful that I got the chance to read it and be a place, my voice in your success and your storytelling, and awesome.
Yeah.
Just awesome. Congratulations.
It meant a lot, so I wanted to publicly thank you for doing that.
Yeah, I've never been asked to do that, by the way, talking about providing Lopaka's forward for that particular novel. And it was chicken skin to the max. And exactly what you talked about, misinformation and perpetuating wrong information, which social media can do all the time. Yeah. And it really doesn't mean social media either. It could be the things that we were taught in school in books may not have been appropriate or correct, but this sets the record straight.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful for that, because now it's on paper. So, my ka'i. Let's go to UH Manoa, where, hey, Manoa itself is cho
bra
stuff.
Bra.
Yeah, but, you know, as a student at Hale Mokihana, I was super excited freshman year. And I don't know if it was in the 80s or 90s. I've heard conflicting stories of maybe when this all went down. But one of the students that lived in that area, I forgot what floor, but committed suicide. Hmm. Tell us about what you learned or heard through the years.
So from what I understand, the dorms were built or completed 1970, 1971. And what's funny about those two particular years, is that was the period when a lot of these new buildings came up on campus and around town that eventually turned out to be very spiritually active. And so by 1983, around the time you were there, wow, that's funny.
No, that's not too funny. Yeah, yeah. But go ahead.
Glenn Grant started to come across these stories that were circulating from those four dormitories. And one involved this student named Barry Silva. And Barry Silva was adopted. His parents made it clear they really weren't too fond of having him in their life. It was some kind of obligation. Graduated high school. Soon as he gets to UH, you know, girlfriend breaks up with him. So, you know, it's just heartbreaking all around. And so Barry Silva's room was on the ninth floor.
Ninth floor. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And somehow, and I've, in the early 2000s, I knew the person who was in charge of security on campus. So she took me real late at night to some of those empty dorm rooms on Mokihana on the ninth floor. And the closets are about, you know, your height, my height. And I said, you know, this is weird because according to the story, you know, this kid, Barry Silva, hung himself in the closet. But, you know, how can? It's like the height of the top of your head. And this person said to me, yeah, but when you're determined, you know, you'll make it work. And so she said, this is not the first time this has happened. So in the mid-90s, Glenn Grant is entertaining a psychic from Brisbane, Australia. And takes her to two places, a school where there's been a murder, and then to the Mokihana dorms. And the funny thing is, elevator's going up, and she wants to be let out on the eighth floor. And she walks out of the elevator, and she's looking down the hallway. She said, oh, I came because, you know, that girl's spirit is coming this way. And she died suddenly, so she doesn't know that she's dead, so I'm going to send her to the other side. And so that's what happens. You know, the psychic sends that spirit of that girl away. And then as they're walking back to the elevator, the psychic just suddenly just falls flat on the back, like on the ground, and she's starting to choke. And Glenn is like, what's the matter? Are you okay? And she says, up there, a young man hung himself. Mm. Like, we have to go up there. And so they go up there, and as soon as they get out of the elevator, the psychic makes a beeline for that room on the ninth floor.
Oof.
Where the boy was hung, or hung himself.
Okay, so I was on the 10th floor.
Ooh!
Yeah, you know, and here's the deal. Mokihana dorms and all the towers, you share a common space. So the 9th and 10th floor, they share like a space where we all just watch TV and such. And gosh, memory serves me right. The 9th floor had all wahine on when we were in school. The 10th, because it was co-ed, but it was not, if yeah. you will. So this... You know, that way they have their own bathroom and everybody respect their space. But it was always weird, you know. Just felt uncomfortable. I'm not going to kid you. I could go back and share some stories of just the presence of something there, not knowing maybe this happened, you know, before I got there or shortly after. But there are those who say that still exists in Mokihana. We know Manoa is... you know, filled with activity, mm-hmm. but in that dorm, is the student still there?
The spirit?
Yeah.
So, because you're my friend, and I have aloha for you, I'll tell you now that the ninth floor was for the book. Because Glenn was always afraid if he gave the actual location, like, weird people would go there and, you know, start to make things difficult.
Right.
It was actually on the 10th floor.
Shut up. Sorry.
I'm not kidding. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. We might have to edit that out.
It wasn't the F word.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So that common room you say where yeah. you know everybody gathers.
Yeah.
Glenn was telling this story on a tour, and this kid in the back of the group, I remember it was the grounds of Iolani Palace, raising the hand and because yes, and the kid says, you know, one night I'm hanging out in the common room with all these people and we just got finished playing cards in my, you know, in my room, but my roommate was all grouchy and tired, so we gravitated to the common room. And he said all of a sudden the roommate walks into the common space and he's like livid and just pointing at the guy and swearing. I was like, what's the matter with you? He goes, oh, yeah, very funny, very funny. I don't know how you guys did it, but it's not funny. You know, I'm trying to get sleep. You know, I'm late for my classes and, you know, homework and all that stuff. I was like, oh, calm down. He said, I don't know which one of you did it, but one of you woke me up and you're sitting in this chair at the foot of my bed and you're pretending to cry. And so I asked you, what the hell's going on? I'm trying to get some sleep. And one of you said to me, my parents adopted me. They didn't want me my whole life. It's before I came to college over here. My girlfriend broke up with me. I'm so sad. Oh, well, why don't you go home and tell your folks? It's like, oh, I don't live at home. Well, where do you live? And one of you said to me, in the closet. That's where I died.
Oh, my gosh. I can see this. You know what? I can literally, vividly see this closet that you're speaking of. Not so much that room.
Right.
God, I hope it wasn't that room. So here's a memory that I have of Hale Mokihana. So my dorm, my roommate, and these are small pie-shaped rooms. So we share, you know, just like a little space in between, small bed. Back then I didn't snore, so it wasn't a big deal. But anyway, my roommate was just passionate about space. Was a guy from the mainland, but super cool Holly guy, and just love space. And one morning, I could hear him listening to the TV, and he was real close to it because I could see. And I said, "Bro, just turn up the volume." And he's watching the shuttle, and he said, "No, I'm just watching it." And all of a sudden, he screeched at the top of his lungs. No! I'm getting goosebumps. And I woke up and I saw the fiery ball of it exploding, knowing that a local boy was on that Ellison Onizuka.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that morning. And he cried and he cried and he cried. And I looked at the video and our TV was, you know, small little TV, but I'll never forget that day. And it happened in that dorm room. And I didn't even know this guy very well. And we just hugged because we knew we had witnessed a horrific tragedy. I share that story as maybe it has nothing to do with Hale Mokihana, but there's a lot that went on in that dorm that left an impact on me for my whole life. And some of it is around that day that we lost our astronauts exploring space and the great tomorrow. And fond memories, though. Good memories of that experience. Never went back to Hale Mokihana. I moved into Hale Noelani the next year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I'm sure they have their own stories there, too. But yeah, Mokihana, Lokelani, Lehua, and Ilima.
Ilima. And then not too far from there was Freer Hall.
Freer Hall.
Yeah. Before they tore it down, they actually had me come in and bless what was left of it. You know, get rid of all the stuff. And they said, except for Mrs. Freer, if you see her spirit, just say hi. We don't want to get rid of her. And one of the rooms they showed me, and all the rooms were empty. I walked in, and on the floor is this graffiti Ouija board. I was like, oh. They said, and yeah, look up. And I look up, and there's like a pentagram. And so they said, you know, it's things like this that were going on, you know, in this place, like before it finally had to shut down. I was like, wow. So I said, I think you need more than just a blessing. You got to have a kahu who knows how to cleanse the land, you know, of this kind of stuff.
Freer Hall. There's another one that was very active. Mm-hmm. And I do remember that. And that whole area. I mean, even Wainani. I heard Hale Wainani, which is the towers, if you will.
Right.
The other towers. Woo! Yeshua 10th floor.
That's what the boss said.
If Mr. Grant said it, then that's what happened.
That's what he was known for, changing locations around so that
people don't go
over there and bother. Up.
Okay, well, that one took a turn that I wasn't expecting. Lopaka, you freak me out every time you come, brother. But it's stuff that folks can understand. You don't always have to believe. But if you've ever been to UH Manoa, you know that place is filled with activity. And if you ever had a chance to live in Hale Mokihana, maybe you know what we're talking about. Chicken skin. All right. Hey, can you join us in the future?
Absolutely.
We'd like to have you back every week in October, if you don't mind.
If I must, I will.
Please do. Mahalo nui for joining us, folks. Join us next week, another episode of What School You Went. Until then, ahui ho.
What School You Went is a PBS Hawaii production. Music by Taimane Gardner. If you enjoyed this episode, let us know on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and tell your friends. You can find us on pbshawaii.org and everywhere you get your podcasts.